Well, good morning, everyone. I guess we'll go on the record. It's about, so I see the clock over there. It's a little bit after 8:30, maybe about 8:34. Everyone was here on time here in the great town of Brooksville, Florida, in my beloved county of Hernando. And I am your attorney special magistrate for today. My name is Joseph Haynes Davis, and Madam Clerk, I'm assuming we are recording and on the record now. Okay, I'm an attorney with experience in ad valorem taxation, and I've been chosen as a special magistrate by the Hernando County Value Adjustment Board to preside at hearings contesting the denial of exemptions or classifications by the property appraiser. I'm an independent, impartial, and unbiased hearing officer. I do not work for the property appraiser or the tax collector. I'm independent of the property appraiser and the tax collector, and I'm not influenced by the property appraiser or the tax collector. The hearing will be conducted in an orderly, fair, and unbiased manner. The law does not allow me to review any evidence unless it is presented on the record at this hearing, or present it upon the agreement of the parties while the record is open. The law requires that I evaluate the relevance and credibility of the evidence in deciding the results of the petition. And this is to the honorable petitioner. You should have received with your notice of hearing a short overview of the Value Adjustment Board before we proceed with the hearing. Do you have any questions regarding that overview or my comments?
No, sir.
All right. Okay. We'll proceed with the participants to state their names for the record. I'll start with the property appraiser's office.
Louise Holmes for the property appraiser's office.
Okay.
Administrative assistant.
Okay, that's H-O-L-M-E-S?
Correct.
All right. Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And for the petitioner?
Travis Wellman.
W-E-L?
L-M-A-N.
It's two L's in the middle.
Yes, sir.
All right. And T-R-A-V-I-S, is that
correct?
Correct,
yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. Have to ask that because when I'm writing a recommendation, I want to get it right.
Understood.
Plus, I might be listening to this at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't ask you that. listening to the playback, that is. Okay. Everyone, obviously, who's going to speak, if you could raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. So, to the property appraiser's office, let's see here. Okay. I believe it's appropriate for this type of matter to at least, read into the record let me just see here. I guess read into the record for right now what, in general, what this matter is about. And I'll ask the property appraiser to do that. Why are we here today?
The short story, Ms. Wellman has filed for a homestead in Hillsborough County. She's filed for a portability of a Save Our Homes cat from this county. And when we received the form, we had sent it back saying that there was no homestead cap. And she filed a petition in Hillsborough County to dispute that fact. And our evidence will show the reason why she does not have that Save Our Homes cap in this county.
Okay, now when you say she.
Sonia, Sonia Gonzalez, as we knew her, but now Sonia Wellman.
All right, hold on just a second.
I have my packet of
evidence. Yeah, just hold on a second. Let me just see what I've got. Okay, I see here. All right. And I'm going to go back over here to the petitioner. You are Ms. Wellman's husband, or?
That is correct. Okay. Yes, sir. Right.
Just want to make sure again on the record. Okay. So I guess there's not an issue of values or anything.
No, we're not discussing values at all.
Okay. All right. So let me tell you how this is going to work. The property appraiser presents first their evidence. And then you're able to present second or rebut, cross-examine. We go back and forth. And I'm kind of the referee, or, you know, I don't know if you're old enough to remember the old boxing referee, Mills Lane. Let's get it on, that guy.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I kind of act like that. We also have, you know, he and I have the same type of hairdo. And I use a little levity to keep things light, even though this is a very serious matter. So that's what we're going to do today, to hear this matter. And I will make my recommendation to Madam Clerk. In how many days, Madam Clerk? Within 2 weeks. And the other thing I do what she tells me. All right. So let's go ahead. Oh, has there been an evidence exchange?
No. I need to put something also on the record. I'm going to give you the evidence packet. Marcia DeYoung, who is the exemptions coordinator, was supposed to be here today, but she's not well. So I'm standing in for her. So I'm hoping I can answer all of your questions. But it's my understanding that there wasn't an evidence exchange. Ms. Wellman didn't send us any evidence. So I have a packet here for her husband, which is exactly the same as I'm going to give you.
Did your office make a request or anything like that?
We sent the evidence email to her saying what the, you know, the procedure is.
Yes.
The 7 days, 15
right,
days.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was sent.
Correct.
So technically there was a request, or there was notice of it.
Correct.
Sent.
Yes, sir.
But there was no response. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So right now you have an evidence packet.
Correct.
That you would like to have admitted into evidence.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can approach and just give the copy to the
thank you.
Petitioner. All right. Thank you so much. All right. To the petitioner. I've got an evidence packet here. And you have a copy of it. And I'm going to allow a couple minutes for you to review it. In case you have any objections to the substance of it. But it looks to be, and I'm going to read what is the summary according to the first page. And apparently, this evidence packet has the 2015 property record card noted as Exhibit 1. Exhibit 2 is a case synopsis. Exhibit 3 is Florida Statute 196.011, subsection 11. Exhibit 4 in the packet is the Florida State Constitution, Article 7. About homestead exemptions, in particular, subsection 6B. Exhibit 5, Florida Statute 193.155, subsection 8, about homestead assessments. Exhibit 6, marriage letter dated December 26, 2014, and certificate of marriage. Exhibit number 7 is the DR-501T and the DR-501 received from Hillsborough County and their property appraiser's office dated July 2nd, 2019. Exhibit number 8 is the DR-501RVSH. It's completed and mailed to the Hillsborough property appraiser's office stating no homestead received in the previous 2 years. And the 9th exhibit is the Lake County Tax Authority of 2020. It's a notice of proposed property taxes for Mr. Travis S. Wellman with the homestead exemption. So I'm looking at this. You're looking at it. And you've kind of gone through it. You have any objections?
No, sir.
Okay. So, this will be admitted, duly admitted, as property appraiser's evidence packet number 1. And I got to get the little sticker off and put it here. Do that right here. And it's that. Petition number 20-216, number 1, admitted. Okay. All right. So, for the property appraiser's office, if you could go ahead with your case in chief narrative with your presentation.
I'm not going to read the case synopsis word for word because you have a copy and you have a copy. But basically what I'm going to go over is just the details at the bottom of the first page of the case synopsis in how we've come to our reason for saying that there was nothing to port.
Okay, are we talking where does it begin? Does it say
case synopsis would read Exhibit 2.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then towards the bottom where it's got details.
Okay.
I'm just going to go from there and just give a brief overview of what happened.
Okay.
Sonia Gonzalez had homestead exemption at the property 13624 Cooper Road. And on November 29, 2014, Mrs. Gonzalez married Travis Wellman per recorded marriage license that was recorded in Hernando County December the 5th, 2014. On December 26th of that year, our office mailed to the homestead address the marriage letter for Ms. Gonzalez Wellman to provide her spouse's social security number and return within 30 days from the date of the letter. As to date, that letter was never received from back to our office. Therefore, the homestead that was removed for 2015 based on the marriage letter was never reinstated.
Okay, I want to stop you because I'm trying to follow along here.
Mm-hmm.
But the date, what page, even though it's being recorded, I'd like to...
I'm just talking the bottom of the case synopsis page.
Yes, I'm looking at that.
Exhibit 2.
Yeah, I'm looking at the case synopsis page, but okay, that was removed for 20. Okay, all right, I see. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, no problem.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the homestead was removed for the 2015 tax year, and there is a copy of the property record card for 2015 showing the address of the property and showing that there's no exemption on there.
I just want to ask you, and I don't mean to.
That's okay.
Okay, so we're talking about the Spring Hill address, is that correct?
13624 Cooper Road, correct.
Yeah, the Spring Hill address.
Correct.
Okay, and Spring Hill is here in Hernando County.
Correct.
Okay, and so Ms. Sonia buys the Spring Hill address herself.
She had owned that for many years.
Okay. So she's already the owner at the Spring Hill address.
Since 97. Correct.
And at the Spring Hill address since 97, Was it ever homesteaded?
Correct. It was.
It was?
Correct.
Okay. So she gets married.
Yes.
In what year?
2014.
Okay. She gets married. And because she's married.
We now need the spouse's social.
Okay. And you need that social for?
For the, her a continuation of her homestead. Okay. As per Florida statute.
No. And what statute is that?
196.011. Which is section 11.
Subsection 11.
And there is a copy of the statute.
And where is it?
As exhibit 3.
Yep, I'm looking at it.
All right. If you, I believe it's on the third page.
Okay, is it subsec? What is the subsection?
5? 11.
Oh, 11. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It'll be on the third page of
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. Okay, can you read into the record that subsection, please?
Yes, sir. The exemptions enumerated in paragraph 1B. Social security numbers of the applicant and the applicant's spouse, if any, are required and must be submitted to the department. Applications filed pursuant to subsection 5 or subsection 6 shall include social security numbers of the applicant and the applicant's spouse, if any. For counties where the annual application requirement has been waived, property appraisers may require refiling of an application to obtain such information.
Okay. So, because Ms. Sonia gets married, you need the spouse social security number via the statute to establish what?
To continue her homestead.
Okay. And why is that because you want to search if there are dual homesteads?
Correct. That's one of them. When somebody gets married, they don't always stay in that property. They move to the husband's property sometimes. So we send out the marriage letter, one, to determine where they're living, to see if the homestead needs to continue, and obviously then to make them compliant with Florida statute with having the spouse's social security number.
Okay. And so you can continue, because I'll ask when I need to, but go ahead and continue.
So we sent the letter, and there was never any reply. So the next thing we know is that Ms. Gonzalez Wellman has applied for an exemption in Hillsborough County, and we receive the portability, the 501T from Hillsborough County, requesting the Save Our Homes cap difference to be transferred to Hillsborough County from here. On that form, there's a specific question asking if the applicant has had homestead in the previous 2 years, and we answered no. She had not had homestead since her last year was 2014. So we returned the portability form to Hillsborough, saying she has not got any cap to transfer.
Okay, so in 2014, her homestead was removed?
Correct.
Okay.
She never complied to the letter.
Okay. 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 So by not complying to the letter, her homestead, by not answering the letter, her homestead was removed?
Correct.
Okay. And that notice was given to her?
Correct.
Okay.
There
was no response to the notice of the removal of the homestead?
No. The mailing address was going to the homestead address. We didn't get any returned mail. The trim notice had been mailed to that address since 2015 without an exemption on it, and so did the final tax bill.
Okay. And so, with the, if you would reiterate it again, with the actions, for lack of better terms, from Hillsborough County, there was an application for a homestead in Hillsborough County?
Correct.
And what year was that again?
For 2020, I believe.
I get it. Okay.
Yes, it would be, yeah.
And that application was filed by, you can tell me where it is.
and just have a look. There is a copy of the application.
Are we looking at a DR 501?
We're looking at the DR 501, which is Exhibit 7.
Okay, hold on a second, because it's not tabbed. Just hold on a second. I'm looking at a DR 501 with the name Sonia I. Wellman.
Correct.
Okay, is that what we're talking about?
Correct.
Okay. And it says homestead address. It's a Vascania Street in Tampa. Is that what we're talking about?
Correct.
Okay.
And she had put her previous address as the 13624 Cooper Road in Spring Hill.
Okay. The address on your last IRS return? Oh, I'm sorry. Previous address. Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're here in sum. To sum up the position of the property appraiser, it is what?
The denial of her portability cap,
Where is that?
On Exhibit 8, DR 501 RVSH is okay. What we completed back to Hillsborough County.
All right, hold on a second.
Just after the application.
Okay, it's... There it is, DR 501 RVSH.
Correct, which is the form that we send back to the county where she has filed the new homestead. And we have to answer, did the applicant receive a homestead exemption in either of the last 2 years? To which we answered no.
Okay, because it was removed because of the marriage and non-compliance of the query about the marriage.
Correct.
Okay. So basically, it is your position, meaning your office's position, that you can't transfer anything that wasn't there.
Correct.
Okay.
We have an investigations department, an exemption investigations department. And once this petition was filed, we had our investigator just make sure that, you know, everything else was correct. We did find that actually Mr. Wellman was still linked to a property in Lake County as an exemption qualifier. And again, as
meaning
you know...
it was a homestead in Lake County?
Correct. That property is located at 10545 Crescent Lake Court, Claremont, Florida, and that is in Lake County.
Okay. And that's at exhibit?
It is part of the case synopsis. It's actually on page 2.
Okay. What is this that I'm looking at? It's part of your exhibits here. It's a Lake County, from the Lake County Taxing Authority.
Yes, it's
Taxing Authority tax information.
The last exhibit.
Yeah, can you tell us on the record what this represents?
The Lake County, that's the copy of the notice of proposed property taxes showing the property at the Crescent Lake Court address. In the name of Travis Wellman and Agnes Borecki.
Okay.
I'm saying that right.
So, and that's fine. So that document, the copy of that document represents the evidence of the office with which you represent's position that there is also a connection, to a Lake County homestead. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Wellman is still a qualifier on that exemption.
Okay. Define qualifier.
He, Lake County confirmed that he had, he was eligible to receive the homestead exemption on that property, and he was listed as a qualifier on that.
Okay. Is that property homesteaded?
It is this, the...
Lake County property.
Correct.
It is?
Correct.
It has a homestead on it?
Correct.
Okay.
It is showing on the proposed taxes there for 2020 at the bottom.
Okay. So all of that is the basis of your denial of the Wellman's, is it portability? Or?
The portability was denied because there was no cap to transfer.
Okay.
But looking further into it, she may have moved to Lake County to Mr. Wellman's property. Maybe that's why, you know, they didn't get back to us with the letter. I don't know. We're not mind readers, so.
Okay. And so we're talking about, again, property in Lake County, property here that doesn't have a homestead, and then we have yet another property in Hillsborough.
Correct.
That does or does not have a homestead.
I believe they have filed, they're eligible to have their exemption in Hillsborough for 2020, just not their portability. There is nothing to port.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a homestead in Hillsborough? You don't, no, I'm going to ask you, but
as
you
far
don't.
As we have a copy of the application that she filed in Hillsborough.
Okay. But
whether
it has been
denied that, I don't know.
Okay. So it's been applied for, but we don't know if it already is there. Is that correct? Okay. All right. Does that wrap up your case in chief?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. So now I'm going to go over here to the petitioner. You've heard their, meaning the property appraiser of Hernando County's case in chief and position, your response to that and your case in chief, if you will.
The main issue we have is that we did not receive the letter requesting my social security number. So we did not know to provide it. We were never noticed that the homestead was being taken away. And she had no reason to believe that because of owning it since 1997. And then understanding the issue with the Lake County, I have the divorce documents that show I was no longer owner as of 2013 of that property prior to our marriage.
Okay. I'm going to first speak to the issue of the property here in Hernando County. You've heard testimony that the homestead was removed and there was a letter sent or some type of notice, and your position is that you never received that notice. And I believe the testimony was that the homestead was removed in 2014. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that was about 6 years ago. And when the homestead is removed, that increases property taxes, correct?
It did, yes. When going back and looking at it.
Yeah.
It did, yes.
And but you all paid them, correct?
Oh, that's correct. Yes, sir.
Yes. Was the house free and clear in 2014?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There was no mortgage on it?
No, sir.
In other words, the taxes weren't escrowed?
No.
Okay.
I would have to double check that, but not to my knowledge.
Okay. If it was free and clear, it probably, well, not that I'm giving legal advice or anything, but just understanding the position. If it was free and clear, you just pay your taxes separately, you know, pay your taxes on the house as opposed to it being escrow in a mortgage or whatever. Okay. So as far as you understood, the taxes were just going up as opposed to the taxes going up with because of the removal of the homestead. Is that correct?
That's correct. When I went back and looked, it was around $800 between 14 and 15 that it changed. That was it.
And then after that, how much?
I don't recall. It was just normal escalations. I don't recall any major changes. Okay.
So you just thought it was normal escalations?
Correct. It was within. It was still within $2,000. I think it went from 21 to 29. So it did not raise a flag to us.
Did it go up every year?
I did not do that research, but I assume it did, yes.
Okay. In other words, if it did go up every year, you all just paid it?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the letter that the property appraiser says was sent to the property here in Hernando, you said it was never received, correct?
We did not receive it. No.
Okay, hold on just a second. I'm going to go back over here. Was that letter sent certified?
No, we don't need to send those certified.
Okay, I'm just asking. Okay, I'm going to go back over here with the petitioner. So I'm going to ask you about the Lake County. So you have a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
The house was awarded to your now ex-wife.
That's correct.
Okay. And while it was awarded to your now ex-wife, there was never a quit claim executed so that it would just be in her name? I guess not.
No, I don't know. I don't believe so.
Okay.
I didn't remember signing anything.
Okay. In other words, let me ask you this. You were represented by legal counsel?
No, not at the time of the actual documents.
Yeah, let me ask you this way.
Prior to.
During your divorce, were you represented pro se?
I was represented, yes.
In other words, you had a lawyer during the divorce or not?
I did, yes.
Okay. All right. And so after the divorce was final, it was just final. Obviously, you didn't execute a quit claim deed or anything like that, so it would just be in your wife's ex-wife's name.
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Yeah, I guess not, because if it's showing up like this, it's still okay. So the document or the court order or the disposition of your divorce, you have that with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is that you have a copy for the property appraiser? Have you given that to the property appraiser?
I have not.
Okay.
I have. I apologize. I have one copy.
Okay.
It's the full divorce.
Is that something you would like to have admitted into evidence?
I don't know how that would work, whether I could admit the sections of that or if I have to get divorce document.
How many pages is it?
It's 30 pages, I believe.
Really?
In total. The section about the section about the marital home is just 2 pages.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to approach with that. Do you have any objections for me to review?
No, okay. It has no bearing on
that. Yep. I'm going to ask you to approach with that. Let me review it quickly while I'm on the record.
Would you like the full?
Just bring the whole thing. Yeah. Bring the whole thing. And what I have here, okay, final dissolution of marriage. So what you have here, and maybe if you stood right there, I could show you real quick. This right here has to do with the house right here, right? Is that why you had it pulled out like that? You see that? There's a first mortgage on the, is there a page?
That might be the second page of it.
Okay, all right. I see real estate. Okay, cool. Thank you. Let me just, for the purposes of this hearing, what I'm reviewing is the divorce document from the Fifth Judicial Circuit of Lake County, Mr. Wellman's divorce from Agnes Bereski. It's case number 2014-DR-000175. It's the final dissolution of marriage. And article number 3 states about the marital home located at 10545 Crescent Lake Court, Claremont, Florida, 34711. Again, that's Article 3, excuse me, in the real estate section, paragraph 3.2. It says the marital home shall be the property of the wife, and the husband hereby waives and releases any and all claim or interest in said property. Husband shall execute and deliver a special warranty or quitclaim deed to convey any and all such interest in said property to the wife within 10 days of the wife refinancing the mortgage and relinquishing the property to the husband from all financial responsibility regarding the mortgage and the marital home. Okay, so it goes on further, and we are obviously not here to litigate or relitigate anything having to do with the divorce or anything, but it does speak to the issue of the address of the home that was articulated by the property appraisers, case in chief, and as to why Mr. Wellman would still have a quote-unquote qualifier for having a homestead in Lake County. While he has been divorced, as it is plain in this final judgment of dissolution of marriage, the problem apparently is that Mr. Wellman never quit claimed the interest out of the home into his now ex-wife, and so that's why he would show up as a qualifier for a Lake County home, because paragraph 3.2 apparently has not been carried out. Okay, you can have this back. I just wanted to read that in the record and address that as to why that is an issue. Okay, I'm going to go back over here to the property appraiser's office. Okay, so now we know why that's showing up. I believe that it is a moot issue in terms of, although I do understand why it would show up, but I think that that is kind of...
Correct, it has not a lot of bearing on our decision.
Yeah, but because it was introduced, I wanted to address it.
Right.
Now we've addressed it, we can move that one off. So now we're talking about basically the property here in Hernando County, which homestead was removed in 2015. And the application over in Hillsboro.
Correct.
Which was for 2020.
Correct.
Okay. All right. We'll go back over here to the petitioner now. All right. So do you understand what's going on?
Yes, sir. We understand. And again, without having the notice, received the notice to provide the information, which this I'm sure would have come out in that, and we could have, I could have rectified it at that time and corrected it.
Okay.
We never had the option to do that because we never received a notice.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go back over here to property appraiser. His, obviously you've heard it, their position is that they didn't receive the notice from, I guess, 2015?
The letter is dated the 26th of December, 2014.
2014, okay.
And it was sent to the homestead address.
Okay. Are there any exceptions to the property appraiser's position in this matter? Because notice, for whatever reason, was, according to his sworn testimony, was never received?
Did he not receive the 5 years of trim notices and tax bills to that address as well?
Okay, I'll go back over here to the petitioner. You've heard her query. Did you not receive the 5 years of tax bills and trim notices to that homestead?
Yes, we paid the taxes every year. We paid the amount that was billed. We did not review the document.
Okay.
At that time had no reason to, because she'd been there since 97.
Okay.
No reason to believe that there was any issue.
So that's his answer, and I think so again, there's no exceptions to this, is that correct? That you see?
No, I don't.
Okay. And it is your office's position that there are no statutory exceptions based upon what the petitioner is saying, for lack of better terms, in his their defense.
If they came in that 2015 with their trim notice or even their tax bill, we would have reinstated the homestead. I'm sure if he had complied at that time, we would have known where they were living. We would have updated the information and we could have carried on from there. But we don't go back 5 years on somebody not getting in touch with our office.
Okay. So, again, because of that, there's nothing to port?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Because the petitioner is trying to port from Hernando to Hillsboro?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go back to the petitioner. So you and Mrs. Sonia, you all live in Hillsboro?
That's correct. Yes. Okay.
And what's going on with the home or the house or the property here in Hernando at this point?
We still own it and we're renting it.
Okay. Okay. So this is an attempt by you and your wife to get the portability from the home here in Hernando, dating back to 2015.
That's our argument. Yes, that should have never been removed, and we should have had the portability. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to go back over here to the property appraiser. I saw you shake your head. What?
Well, the portability currently, it has changed to 3 years, but the portability only looks currently at the last 2 years on the previous property.
Okay.
And there is no homestead.
Right.
There is no cap.
And so it's only 2 years, but you were trying all the way back past 2 years, or did you just want the 2 years?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. Look,
portability only goes back 2 years, the past 2 years.
Okay.
Your homestead was removed on the property here in Hernando in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like past 2 years.
Correct. Yes, sir.
You just want the 2 years, or are you hoping to get?
No, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
Whatever the law allows.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, no,
I just want to make it clear on the record of what you're looking for and what the rules are. Okay. Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, sir.
Okay. So, in sum, to wrap up, because you didn't get the notice letter, that is the basis of why you should get the 2 years of portability you believe you're entitled to. Is that correct in your argument?
I guess in simple terms, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to simplify it for everybody, including me. Okay. All right. And to the property appraiser, your position is that because the letter was out, never answered, there's no homestead since 2015, there's nothing to port.
Correct.
All right. Okay, I got it. So as the Madam Clerk, the distinguished clerk we have, said that I have to have this recommendation done within 2 weeks. Well, she said 14 days. I'll be more specific. I'm going to do what she tells me and get it to her. I always do. And so I think we're going to wrap up and go off the record. I appreciate the professionalism and the dignity on both parties of this hearing. And I appreciate both of y'all's patience with the special magistrate, making sure he gets on the record what he needs to make a thorough recommendation to the board. Okay? So I thank you both.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.